two Rashis on the Mishnah. Samonim is Litzeva, where there are different herbs used for the purpose of making the dyes. Kashinim is the Machal Behema, it's called Bina Balaza, a type of a food for animal feed. But you put the water together with them, so the leisha process is taking place on Shabbos, that's okay. Bunan is a rishva. What is that? Behena gudas apishtun. It's bundles of flax, which has been combed. But there's some kedera lutana. They put it into a container, put it into the oven. Umislaban, and that would bleach it. She havilu, she ischamu. They should heat up. Ayin is they should absorb the hatseva. She klit mivayim. They should absorb the color into the wool. Svisilo says it's mutzah, put it in before Shabbos. Hikoletas kolayla is absorbing the color the whole night. So it's surveya, but it's doing it by itself. You can't load up the chamor with the goy. You can't put it on him. You can put something on his shoulders. It looks like you're helping him travel on Shabbos. And Rashi later on in Yerkes, Rashi says, and then it looks like people will see it. Why are you helping him? Because he must be doing it for you. And that's the gzera that Beis Shammai says. It doesn't mean he says he has to do it before Shabbos, he can get to the closest place. That doesn't really help you. It's not he was traveling past the closest place. That's not what it means. Rashi explains, it means Shehamokim that he's going to should be Karev. It should be close enough. She'll get there before by day still. So that's exactly what it means. It doesn't mean the closest place. It means that where he's going to is a close place. It's close enough to get there before Shabbos. When Basil's match, as long as the sun is still up, Beis Abba would give clay loven. It's difficult to white clothing was more of a problem to wash than dark clothing because he had to become out white. But sort of giving everyone need 3 days. Machmir and Alatzman can be shaman. They were machmalik be shaman. Shetoynus is aisim bekaris beisabad. You can put the weight of the beam of the beisabad on the olives. Misanovim beguliyagas. You can put the guliyagas on the anovim. Shalhayo itzin the son begalgal commercial. They didn't press it in some type of a. They would hold it together in some type of a circular thing, a wheel which goes over it. They didn't squeeze it out with a wheel which goes over it. I can put it in the commercial along like where we do it, Rashi says. Eloturno's son recurs. The way they would do it was they would put heavy weights of beams. By Beis Abad for the olives, by the gas, and the ones that are used by the gas for the wine is called Yigulin. They were called Yigulin. Why? So you dap in ovim, there were thick layers, assuming Kigulin, which were circular. And they waited now with that. Veshaman, they both agree, Shatayan, Oisan, Rebbe, and you're allowed to do it, Mibodja. Mamashka Harluch. The Zav Kula Shabbos, and the liquid will come out the whole Shabbos. The more Parach, Maishnot, the Ligi Beishamim. So Rashi says, the more Esakasha, so why does Beishamim not argue here? Mefarish Mishum Dinami, Abadu Beishabbos, because even if you would put these things on Shabbos, like a Chiv Chathas, there's no Dereis involved. The Chirmin, why? The Chirmin is Chiz Zaysim, and Abim Abmalocha. It doesn't mean how it means a total really, but it means a chiyuv chatos perichavus and ishbura. So the schita is one of the it's a tolda of dosh. It's one of the lamatas malachas. Is hani merely bezaisim and avim shlo riskan mi bajam. They had not been riskan is like to chop it up to press it. Before Shabbos, the Habel Mefarik Dabra Mimaso Hagadol B'Soichai. He told her the Dosh. The logic behind the Malacha of Schita, the Malacha of Dosh, threshing, is when you have an Oichol And the oichel is attached to something else, which it's attached to something else, which you're not going to use, the stalk. The act of breaking the two things apart is the malacha of threshing, of dosh. So Chazal understood that the malacha of schita is really a parallel concept. You have the liquid which you want to use, and you have the fruit, the flesh of the fruit, which you're not going to use at this point in time. You're breaking away the liquid from the flesh is parallel to breaking away the kernel of wheat from the stalk. That's how Chazal understood the malacha of schita, and therefore it's parallel to the malacha of dosh. So if I do that before Shabbos, if I would go and I would chop up all of the things or press it in such a way that the liquid has been detached from the grape or from the olive, but they're still sitting together in the same container and they're flowing out on their own. So the malach of dosh has been done. So if a person puts something there to press it to make it go quicker, he's not doing more dosh. Dosh is after breaking the two things apart. It's been broken apart. They're not attached anymore. They might be sitting in the same container. That's not the malach of dosh. They might ask him, why is it the malach of berer? It's not the malach of dosh anymore. It's not schit anymore. That's what Rashi is saying. So the process of the disha has been completed over here. They would grind it first. In the grinding process, at least by the olives, they would grind the olives. And by grinding the olives, you would break, all the liquid would be removed from them. You wouldn't put the kara on. That was the step of the process was first they would grind it up in a rechaim in a millstone. Then they would take that mass, which is now already it's the oil, the liquid, and the olives are still sitting together, but they're not attached anymore to each other. So the dosh has been completed. And then they would put a kur on top of it. And by grapes, they wouldn't grind it. They would do a grape press with their feet. The liquid is going to come out because the two of them already have been. The liquid has been detached from its source in the grape. But although nafik shaper ki hashta. Putting on the weight on top of it is not the malach of dosh anymore because it's been detached already. It's just now they're no longer two parts are not attached together, so now it just has to flow out. So the weight is just facilitating the flowing out, and that's not the malach of dosh. What I'm not sure about is why isn't the malach of borer. I'm taking out. So now you're right. Now I have this big mush of liquid and solid, which I don't want the liquid and the solid. I just want the liquid. So I'm doing burr now as it flows out. So I'm speeding up the burr process. So why isn't there a problem in speeding up the burr process? Rashi says, with regards to the Rashi's understanding, the Mor's understanding that there's no malach involved at all. Because only malach, potential malach over here is the malach of dosh. So I'm not sure. Why that's so?
If it was, someone once said that if you had a surface with water on it, that sweeping water off with your hand would be spiritually.
Okay. There is a malacha of schita which shares the name, which is told of, it is a form of libun. When you squeeze out, you have a baguette or something of that sort, and there's liquid on it. When you squeeze out the liquid, it takes out some of the dirt with it. You squeeze out water, so some of the dirt. That's part of the process of washing something. So that's malabe. That's part of the malabe. So there are scenarios where you take a baguette. The Mor says some of them are, you know, they're actually it seems like from Rashi it's a tolda. If you have a bag and you shake it, which is wet, and you shake it, and the water comes out, just shaking it already is a problem. Or you have a hat which has, you know, it's still the Bava Zagev, when the Bir Loch talks about snow on a garment. So you, a guy says any bag which you're makbid on the color, and she, etc. So there's a told of Malavin involved in shaking off the water. He says, you know, your hat has snow on it. Nice black hat. Has snow on it. You're makbid on that. So if you shake it off outside, the snow has not absorbed into the. It's not a problem. You shake it off. You wait to come inside, it starts melting already. Mishabur says, you have a problem. You shake it vigorously, you're taking out the water, since the bottom layer of water started to melt already. Snow is melted into the thing, and you shake it off, you're shaking out water, not just the snow. So you can blow off the snow, but the best place to do it is outside before you come inside, and do it inside. Because of that problem. Okay. Now the Mor says that the first case of the Mishnah was the first three cases. The issue was Losh. I corrected myself on the Mishnah yesterday. The Yo, Samana, Mekashinim, the issue is Losh. Now there's two parts to the Lisha process. In general, the Malacha of Losh is defined as combining a solid with and a liquid together to become a mass. That's the Malacha of Losh. The two steps of that process usually is you add the two ingredients in the container, and then there's some stirring process which takes place by hand with a utensil, whatever it is. So at what point does the malachos of losh start? So the case of the Mishnah was all you did was they were sure it, they soaked it, and this theo, whatever was this, you know, whatever it was, would absorb some of the liquid, and that would become a thicker mass, and that was your dio, etc. So mantana nesinus mayim l'dio zu hishriyosin. Who holds it? Just putting the water in, that's already the malacha of losh, of combining the two. The malacha of losh is considered already an issur deraisa, just putting the two ingredients together without doing any stirring. So the Mor says, "Omer b'yos of Rebbe." The Tana of the Mishnah is Rebbe. The Tanya, echad noisen es hakemoch, echad noisen es hamayim. One person puts in the flour, and then one person adds pours in the water. Ha'achron chayiv divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that the second person puts in the water is chayiv. Rebbe Yosi, and that should be the gears on the side of the race of Rebbe Yehuda, which is the correct gears. Omer eno chayiv ad sheyagabel. He's not chayiv until he actually stirs it or kneads it together. So he doesn't have a chayiv for the act of putting the two ingredients together in the container. His chiv is that then the act of then stirring it is called the malach of losh. I'm not sure that it's a fair question. I mean, this would be Rebbe's version of what the machloikas was. No. These are clearly, if this was the machloek, is that this is saying these are things which all you do is just put them in. Rishon Yehuda, I'd imagine that he said that wasn't such a machloek. Theoretically, so Amar Le Abaya. I guess I corrected myself yesterday. That the problem is losh. So Amalei Abai says to Rabbi Yosef, no, Vadilma, that's not, I don't see that that's necessarily so. I can think that this Mishnah go like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also. The Adkan Lakom Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Ela Bekemach, the Bar Gibelhu. Alba Diyo, the Lav Bar Gibelhu, Eman Lechayiv. There is a item which the normal process of combining the two things together is by putting them together in a container and then stirring them. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says the malacha of losh is not considered a malacha until you actually stir them. But items which all you do is soak them together, that's the lisha process for them. So maybe Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would agree that that's the lisha process, and he's going to be chayiv with that alone. So that's what Abai said. Therefore, the Tana of the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also. The Mor says no. That's what Abai asked, but Lo Sogadat, you can't entertain such a possibility. The Tanya, we have a different braisa which says Echad Noisin as Ha'efer, Echad Noisin as Hamayim, Ha'achron Chayim, Divrei Rebbe. This braisa says one puts in the ash, and you would combine ash with water, and you'd make it use it for it was a cleansing. Ash has different cleansing of all things; it makes things dirty. But ash has cleansing. There's different. It's used in the washing process. So they would combine ash with water. So again, just pouring in the water is chayiv. Divrei Rebbe, and Rebbe Yehuda Omer Ashi Gabo says no. Even though ash, normally there was no real addition of stirring it. It wasn't like flour and water, which you would then knead it together and to make your dough. And still, he says you must do gibel. So you see, even such a thing which is not a bar gibel, still gibel is required according to the Rishon Yehuda. So the same thing over here with the yod. Moshe says no. It's not a rye, because I could answer bias. Now bias talking back and saying that possibly I can learn that brisa. Medilma my afer is offer. The bargibalhu. Now, if you take dirt, you want to mix it with water and make. They would use it to make either for mortar to like a cement. When you're building, or alternatively to use it to make like you would make adobe bricks. So there the process normally was pouring and then stirring it together, mixing it together. You would knead it together. Sometimes the Tana uses the word afer, meaning offer. So that's what it meant over here. So it's still not a question on my hypothesis. So Morris says that's very nice, but Batanya Afer, Batanya Offer. There are two different prices. One says Afer, one says Offer. So it indicates that the Tana over here, when he used the word Afer, he did not mean Offer, because it's a different price which says Offer. So Weiss is back 1 second. No. Meaning the Gabi Hazari Tanya, they were not, it wasn't one mission which was learned together. There was two different Tanoim, said by two different prices, said by two different Tanoim. It's very possible that Tana A used the word Offer meaning Offer, and Tana B used the word Afer meaning Offer. So I don't know. You can't prove anything in the fact that there's two braises against my theory. So potentially we could learn the Mishnah as a Rebbe Yehuda also, which is why I told you theoretically. Said Rashi, Ma'ishna b'kulu lo gresin lo hocha el v'kamon b'mishnah v'shaven shetayin. That question is going on in the Gemara later. Belongs in the Gemara later on. Okay. Mantana Nasinas Mam the Yoy Bal Pishla Gibel, even though he didn't then knead it together, is Hadyoy. Shabakishla Gibel Hadyoy, he did not need the ink. Zuish Yosin, that's considered just the soaking alone, Bahabi Lisha, the day, Bahaki, that's considered Lisha. Mechai Mishim Losh and the Malach is Losh. The Masnitsin, like a Gibel, there was no, he's just soaking it. If the Yabob, and they're arguing whether you can do this on an Arab Shabbos. That means we're dealing with something which had he done on Shabbos, it would be a malacha. So Rebbe says, just adding the water is the malacha of Losh. So Afer is Labar Gibelhu. Ash, there's no element of Gibel in Ash. But Offer is, yeah, Bar Gibelhu. Letit Shabinu, use it for tit, as a mortar for when you build things. But Tanya Tarti Mis Nisan Chada the Afer Vechada the Offer. The two Mishnayos, there's going to be two prices. One says Afer, one says Offer. The Moran says Midi Gabi Adari Tanya Tanino. It wasn't one Tana said both. Chada Tanya Reb Chiya. One was a Brisa which Reb Chiya had said. The two primary sources we have for the Brises were Reb Chiya and Reb Chiya, and that's why there's a Gemara in Babetzia. And Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, the Mor says that any brisa which has not been received, the approbation of either Reb Chiya or Reb Chiya, we don't accept it necessarily as a that's going to be an authoritative brisa. Any brisa which is not learned in either of those yeshivas said when they were developing all of the various brises and processing them, they didn't quote this brisa, so we don't have to accept it as authoritative. So Rashi tells you that one of these brises was from Reb Chiya's yeshiva. Mechada Tanya Reb Roshi was the one from Reb Roshi's yeshiva. So therefore, it's no raya. Tanya la offer b'loshan efer. It's very possible one of them used the word efer referring to offer. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Mara is going to bring a brisa which to Sefta actually,
which fits
parallel, you know, the ideas of this Mishnah, but it doesn't attribute who it is. So we're going to try and figure out exactly what the price is saying. So Rabban, Peskim Ma'am Legino Er Shabbos Im Chashecha Mismalas Velechas Kol Yom Kulay. Person can open up the irrigation canal, have the water flow into the field the whole Shabbos. You set it up before Shabbos, and the water is flowing in the whole Shabbos, and it's irrigating the field, which is in general irrigating the field is a toldah. It's either a toldah of Zereya, if the seeds are there already, or a toldah of Chorish, if the seeds are not there, so you're preparing it. But assume in the case that probably the seeds were there already, it was growing, you're facilitating the growing, that's a toldah of Zereya. So you set up before Shabbos, you set up your sprinkler system to roll, to be, you know, Eretz Yisrael, the farmers, they set their sprinkler system up before Shabbos, and it's bringing and putting in water on Shabbos. Okay. You can put up mugmer. Mugmer was an incense, a type of which you would put onto the coals, and that would then burn and produce a smell, and they would put it under their clothing, and it would put a nice smell into the clothing. So you can start that before Shabbos, and it will continue throughout the Shabbos. I'm assuming that the issue over here wasn't just the burning of the incense on the coals, but the idea that it's putting a smell, merlid reyach. We had merlid reyach was a problem. You can't be merlid reyach at the rabbanon. You can't be merlid reyach in a bag on Shabbos. You set it before Shabbos, and that's okay. Menichan gavri tachas akelim. So if you have a nice design on your silver becher, if it's antiqued a little bit, then there's some type of a contrast, and you know, darkened, so it's easier to see it. So what they would do is put sulfur on coals and burn the sulfur, and the sulfur would put this some type of, I imagine, some type of a sulfate, whatever, which would land on your silver becher, your silver keli, and it would act as a contrast for the design. So you can do that before Shabbos, and it will continue to put out its fumes the whole Shabbos. You can put a patch which has a type of a medicine for the eye. You put a plaster onto wounds, plaster with some type of medicine on it. You can put an Erev Shabbos, and it flows the whole, it continues then on Shabbos, healing, that's okay. So all these cases, you start before Shabbos, and they're mutter. But, you have a water mill, which grinds the wheat. You can't put the wheat into the hopper on Erev Shabbos, and it would then continue to process all the wheat in the hopper on Shabbos itself. You can't; it has to be completed before Shabbos. Someone says, "My time. What's wrong with this more than all the other cases where you started before Shabbos and it's permitted?" So, Pashan is again the Pashan. The ton of this price is Beis Hillel. So you can start your irrigation before Shabbos, and then it irrigates on Shabbos. But he says the case of the grinding the wheat is prohibited. So Amaraba, Vinesha Mashmas, curl. It makes a loud sound. So Rashi says it just creates this big scene, you know, people notice it, etc. So you don't want something, you can't set up something before Shabbos, which create that there's a zilzul in Shabbos. It's insulting to Shabbos. You want the a serene Shabbos to exist. The Rambam, if I call correctly, I think it's the Rambam. Somebody said, I forgot who says, the issue is, there's no Isser of Avshin Milsa by itself, but Avshin Milsa draws attention to the Malacha which is being done. You know, you set your irrigation, nice quiet thing, so nobody necessarily noticed what that's taking place on Shabbos. Over here, you're making a public statement. Chilul Shabbos is, we're doing Malacha here, right? So you're calling attention to it, and then people don't know when it started, etc. So you're calling attention to a malacha which is being done, which is loud, calls attention to it. You can't let that go in its automatic state on Shabbos.
Should there be an option also by Maria? I mean, if you had the sprinkler system going in the middle of town,
didn't they only say by coal? Because the nature of coal is that people notice it more than they notice sight. So this comes up with a mushal. I think Rav Scheinberg was asked about leaving your dryer, turning on your dryer right before Shabbos. So he said there's a problem of Mishmas Karl, and there's a problem of Avshin Milsa. I'll tell you, there was one person who had a problem with air conditioners. He had a problem with air conditioners. It's Mashmasko. So it's not just the logic. But if you learn the Isser is the Gzera is, see, in other words, if you learn the Gzera is because people will think there's a Chilul Shabbos taking place. So till you got to the thing which became like completely automatic to do it. So. It should be a problem. So he raised the question, and people hear this air conditioner going on and off, you know, the window unit. They don't know when you turned it on. Maybe you just turned it on right now. You know, it cycles. All of a sudden, you know, there's this noise. It calls people's attention, etc. So I mean, people think you just turned it on now. So that's what Rabbah says.
I mean, but the triers, I mean, is it a problem for the B'nai Bayis, or are you talking about people?
So that's part of the question. In other words, if it's Avshin Milsa just because of the Shabbos or the noise of the Shabbos, it's a problem. If you look at the Gzera, the people over there knew. So if you're talking about a dryer in a public type of a, you have your, within an apartment building, there is one dryer for, you know, the whole building is one thing. If it's in the own person's own home, maybe it's different. And that's part of the discussion. So I'm going to realize, I would say a different shot in the Bryce. But Lamemar, why didn't the Rabbi, the master, why didn't you say Mishum Shvisas Kalim? That the problem here is because of Shvisas Kalim. That your Kalim can't do Malacha on Shabbos. So the Maim Lagina, it's in the ground. So there's no Kalim involved. But over here, there's a Kalim involved. The mill. It says, talked about Shabbos, and it says, and be careful with everything I said. So that's the rabbi's Shvisas Kalim, that the Kalim also have to be Shabbos. The person, his Evodim, his behemoth, and his Kalim. Okay. So Mercy is. But we're going like Beis Hillel that these things are permitted. Versus the Hashem, the Martha, the Beis Hillel, Isla, who Shvisas Kalim, the Raisa, he agrees with the idea of Shvisas Kalim. So Gophers and Mugmer, my time, Asharu. So why are Gophers and Mugmer permitted? More answer, Mishum de Leka, Ovid, Maisa. So Beis Hillel understands Shvisas Kalim, a Kali which just is a container to hold something is not, that's not Shvisas Kalim, it's not the issue. It's a Kali which is actively doing something. So the mill stone is moving and grinding. So that's, it's doing a malacha. That's Kama Shvisas Kalim. The gophers is sitting there on the ground and burning. So it's not doing anything. The Kali is not doing anything. The Kali is just holding the coals. So that's not a problem. There's no mice involved. Lunan shall pish in my time as Sharu. We should look up in mice. Just sitting there. So the case of Unin, again, the pot which holds the Unin Shal Pishtin in it is not doing anything. It's just holding it. So that's not a problem of Shisus Kalim. What? The oven could be karka, it could be mechuba the karka, it's not kalim. And it's true that the oven also you'd have the same answer, just sitting there, it's not doing anything. So Morris says, 1 second. Mesudas chai v'oiv v'dogim, the ka'oven maisa, my time is sharu. The trap goes on the catches the thing, right? So it's doing a malach on Shabbos, so why is that permitted? The she says kalim. More hasanami belechi bekukri deloika oven maisa. There's traps which are trap passively and trap as opposed to ones which trap actively. So if you have it's a case for fish, you have a basket which is very wide on one end and it becomes very narrow, and at the end it becomes very narrow that and it has a sharp edge. So the fish swims through, when it tries to pull back, its head gets stuck. So the thing is just sitting there, and the fish is pushing itself against it. That's what kukri is. So it's not doing anything, it's not coming down on top of the bird and catching it. You know, or lechi is a thing which, a hook which gets caught. So they would have like a thing sticking out from the ground with a hook on the end, and the fish would bite it and get caught. So the fish is catching itself on the thing, as opposed to the thing catching the fish. That's what Rabbi Yosef suggests pshat on the price. But the Morse says, "B'hashad Amar Rav Oshia Amar Rav Asi." But Rav Oshia Amar Rav Asi said, "Man Tana Shvisas Kelim the price." Beishamai he, v'lo Beisilol. Beishamai is the one who holds the Shvisas Kelim, not Beisilol. Then I would say the following. The Beishamai ben ka'oven maisa ben zeloy ka'oven maisa aser. Beishamai does not differentiate between the keli actively or passively doing malacha. It's always aser. The Beisilah v'gav the ka'oven maisa shori. Beisilah doesn't hold a shisus kelim. So even if it actively does something, it's permitted. And therefore, you're going to have to learn the problem with the case of the Rechaim was because of Avshar Milsa, not because of shisus kelim. So now, so it means the hashad amar to the beishamai avagav loy oven ma'isa is aser. According to beishamai, if you don't do a ma'isa, it's still aser. Yehachi mugmer v'gafris matayim asharu beishamai. I'm sorry. So the Morse says that this brisa I could learn still like Rabbi Yosef. It's because she's kelim, but and my legin is because there's no kelim involved. Maybe kilar agabi ayin, the malach is being done in the eye. There's no eye. That's not a kelim. But why are Mugger and Guffries permitted? The Moran says, Hasan Monach Ara, the case was that the coals were on the ground, not in the keli. The Moran says, okay, but once according to Beishamai, you're going to have interesting din. Gigis Veneer, Bekedera Ushvoid, my time is short, Beishamai. So your candle, your lamp is burning oil. Your pot is cooking food. Your shvoid is roasting something on Shabbos. In those cases, Beishamai agrees or mutter. Gigas is you have a, Rashi says you have a barrel and you're soaking the barley in it to make beer. So the soaking it is a leisha process because it absorbs the liquid, etc. So why is that permitted? So more answer to mafkar lahu afkari. You would be the Beikorin and Beishamai. There's an assumption that the people would be mafkar these things before Shabbos in order they shouldn't be over this or Shisus Kelim. Okay. So according to this pshat, the issue of the issue of the Mishnah was those things, right? Would be Shisus Kelim. Not because of Xer, you might come to do it on Shabbos. And according to Rabbah, the Issa would be because you might come to do it on Shabbos. So it's two different ways to understand the Mishnah. Right. And you're right, theoretically, if you'd be mafker the Diyo, it'd be okay. And the pot. Because you're doing the Malach, it's your Diyo also doing it.
That's okay.
So I'm not sure. Okay, maybe it's to the dinner kalim also. Okay, I don't know. Let's start some of the Rashi's. Poiskin, Rashi's Poiskin. Open up. You'd open up the Oisim Nagar Katan Miswasa Mayan Laginas. You would take the. There was a little ditch which went from the where the spring was to the Gina. You're allowed to open up that that irrigation canal. Mugmer Levina was incense. Many some different types of some spices. Noisim Malaish, you put on the fire. Ma'ashin Abigodim, and they would put a, they would smoke into the Begodim. Sheirech and Noiv would have a nice smell. Gafris Tachas Kli Kesef. Under silver kalim, shusarim behen prochem b'tzuris becheret. You would make different types of forms in them with engrave into them. Umaashin begafra. Then you would smoke it with gafris. Behem mashiris. They would turn black. Many kores. You would be able to see the designs. Current nylon. Kilos tachbarisha shakaran luza. There's a type of a patch called luza they put on the eye. Espana was a ratia, was a plaster. Rechaim shamayim, it's also now. Rashi explains the kolshkin rechaim shayad v'shalchamor the other mitzvah shvises behemtay. A rechaim which is being done by an avid or being done by a chamor, so you can't have it being done on Shabbos. It's only one of the mishvitchum in yadayim. Neshem hashmas is a kol. So there's an insult to Shabbos to have all this this thing being done over here. And Yosef says, no, the Rabbi Shvises Kalim, to Ksiv Leomine, Leman Yunuch Sharcha Bachamorcha. So it says your animals, and then it says, Umachol Shemarta Dachlein Shemar, be careful with everything. Even the Kalim, you also have to rest on Shabbos. Hold it here.